This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Can you understand the frustration, though, that Americans have about the situation at the border?
It's not a monolith. There are a variety of components to this.
Listen, you little wiseacre. I'm smart, you're dumb. I'm big, you're little. I'm right, you're wrong. And there's nothing you can do about it.
That under the previous administration, they decimated a system that was designed to address immigration.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars.
I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him.
I just hate him, I hate him, I hate him.
And she said, we're going to get him. That her whole campaign was based on that. This was just a continuation of a witch hunt.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number. If you'd like to give us a call, we're going to take some a lot of calls this hour. We haven't taken many today, but we'll take more. And I did want to just mention again that Shelley Joseph, the Democrat operative who became a judge appointed by Charlie Parker, and she's the one who let an illegal alien career criminal Dominican out of her courtroom at the Newton District Courthouse in 2018 and then went on a four-year paid vacation, was indicted by Andrew Lelling, the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney for Boston. And her case was just tossed today. Again, not a surprise, but I thought they would wait until
after. I'm shocked.
I thought they would wait until after the midterms, and they've got to deal with her. Oh, she's going to refer her own case to the Commission on Judicial Conduct, as if they're going to do anything. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So she never missed a single payday. Didn't have to pay a dime in legal fees for being defended, even though she was indicted on federal felony charges. She appealed it. She appealed the indictment, saying it was in her judicial discretion to let an illegal, sinister foreign fiend out of her courtroom so he couldn't be collared by the ICE agent that was waiting in the lobby. But the U.S. First Circuit Court of Appeals said that the indictment was totally factual and legal. And so it would have gone to trial, and she would have been convicted, and so would her court officer that she told to let the illegal alien criminal out. But they dropped the case. At first, Rachel Rollins, the U.S. attorney now, she recused herself, so it went down to Providence, where the U.S. attorney used to be in the U.S. attorney's office in Boston, and oh, by the way, he didn't handle criminal cases. He handled civil cases in the U.S. Attorney's Office. But he had to make the decision not to charge her criminally down in Providence. It's a small world, isn't it? There was a nationwide search for who was going to cover it up, who was going to kick it down the road. So the U.S. Attorney's Office has again booted a political case to help Shelley Joseph, a member of multiple protected classes, the most important of which is that she's a former member of the Democrat State Committee, and she's also a big campaign contributor to, among others, Deval Patrick, Marsha Coakley, and Jerry Leone, the former DA of Middlesex County, who is now got about a $300,000 a year hack job working for the president of UMass, who is Marty Meehan, the former hack congressman who makes over $600,000 a year. And Shelley Joseph's salary, which she never missed in all these years when she's been on vacation, is up over $200,000 a year now. Isn't it great? In the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. 844-500-4242. 207 says, J6 defendants got stuck with public defenders because no one on our side will help, including Trump. I tell you, you know, there's something to that, 207, but also some of those public defenders have done a pretty good job. One of the defendants got everything, all the charges dismissed, the public defenders got all the charges dismissed against her client. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Good afternoon, Howie, and what a subject. This kind of things have to stop. Unlimited gratitude to people like yourself, including myself, that you keep this story going. If this things continue, Howie, this is going to be the death of our country, the death of America.
I know. What does it tell you that she gets away with this and nothing happens to her? I mean, she's a judge. She's supposed to have more respect for the rule of law than most people, you know? And she has absolutely no respect. She's just going to do whatever the Democrats want her to do, which is let an undocumented Democrat criminal go.
Howie, this is just unbelievable. You may or may not remember me. I was on your program several times. I actually live on the other side of the planet, 8 time zones away.
No, I remember you. You're from China. You're in China, right?
Thank you very much. I'm glad you said it and not me, because I know my phones are monitored at all times. But I'm just shocked. I'm shocked. A judge. It's unbelievable, Howie. It's unbelievable. Thank you. God bless you. And please don't stop. It's unbelievable. Thank you, Howie.
Thank you. Thanks for listening across the Pacific Ocean. 844-500-4242-508. Seem to remember this judge ordered the official recording stopped while she broke the law. Yes, that is correct. I should have mentioned that earlier. You are absolutely correct. You have a good memory. I mean, again, there was no, they said basically her lawyers, her pro bono lawyers who were paid handsomely by you and me until the state decided it wasn't proper to be doing it, but they got paid enough so that they could keep working for her on the arm, so to speak. They said, oh, this was just a political persecution by Donald Trump and his minions. And the U.S. First Circuit Court of Appeals. And, you know, I don't think that's a majority of Trump judges on that bench. They said no. This is legit. She should be prosecuted, and so should the court officer. But they threw it out. I mean, again, we knew it was happening, but I didn't think it was going to happen until after the midterms. But this to me is another indication that they think that the Republicans are going to take control in November, and they don't want to deal with any kind of hearings. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. It's a criminal organization. How do you get around it? But you pointed out at the top of the last hour about the value of the stock market in 1 year is like over 18% drop. So all my investments are now worth a little over 80% of what they were. But now you got to consider, add to that, my simple mind, that what's left is only worth about 80% of what it was in its purchasing power. So they really stole between 30 and 40% of the wealth of everybody that works, you know, and saves money without laying a finger on it. It's the heist of history. It's amazing.
I know. You know, people say it's true. It's true, Dave. Inflation is the cruelest tax. Because it steals secretly. There's no legislative vote on inflation, you know, to impose the tax or not impose it. It just sneaks up on you, and it hurts the less money you have, the more of a toll inflation takes on you. And then you have this senile, doddering old fool Joe Biden going out there every day and talking about how great everything is, when the people he claims that he's so concerned about are being crushed by this. It's outrageous.
Theft. on the grandest scale in history, I swear, think about the total amount of people that are invested in the markets right now that know that in 1 year, they've lost over 18% of their investment, some more, some less, okay? But what's left is only worth another, take another 20% off or 15%
I know.
Off. But in reality,
I know. I get
probably 30%.
I get texts, you know, all the time, Dave, from people who say, I was thinking, you know, when Trump was president, I was thinking I had all this money in my accounts and, you know, and inflation was negligible, and I'm going to be able to retire and take it easy. And now they know that they're just going to have to keep work until they drop. Because just what you said, their net worth has just has plummeted under this these insane policies. Thanks for the call, Dave. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
Slap, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What should have happened to Judge Shelley Joseph after her indictment? Should she have been fired from her $207,000 a year job, imprisoned, or promoted to a higher judgeship?
Imprisoned, I vote for.
48% say either fired or imprisoned, and 4% say promoted.
Ooh, so it's a horse race at here. 844-500-4242. Of course, the fact is that the 4% are correct, that she will be promoted. That's my guess, once Maura Healey becomes governor. Because, you know, you gotta virtue signal, you know? So she did the right thing for that poor career criminal, illegal alien. So she has to be promoted. 844-500-4242. 781 says, please talk about the 60% electric rate increase due to the administration's refraining from natural gas drilling and pipelines. I know. Well, the war in Ukraine has something to do with it, too, because, you know, we're shipping a lot of LNG, liquefied natural gas, over to the European Union because Russia's turning off the spigots. I mean, there's all kinds of insane policies that the Biden administration has followed, and it's going to just cause havoc this winter. And they just want to, you know, limp through to the midterms. And like Trump said too, once the midterms are over, the price of gasoline will skyrocket as well, because they've pretty much drained the strategic petroleum reserve. It's at the lowest level it's been in 40 years. And they don't care. They don't care. 844-500-4242. Why aren't the Republican candidates talking more about this, too, the price of energy? I don't see that they don't seem to be using this. I mean, you know, McCarthy today announced his commitment to America. It's like the contract with America when Newt Gingrich was getting ready to ram through a Republican majority in the House of Representatives in 1994 for the first time in 40 years. Commitment to America just doesn't have the same ring to it, in my opinion, as the contract for America. But then again, Kevin McCarthy doesn't have the same vision, I don't think, as Newt Gingrich. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Good afternoon, Howie. I want to thank you for your work on that Proposition 4 that's on the ballot. I just can't wait to vote for that.
That's the illegal alien driver's licenses, yes.
Yeah. Why can't we do the same thing for that 2035 mandate that all the new cars have to be electrical vehicles? Why can't we vote on that?
Well, you know, we would have to go about getting in this, in the case of question four with the illegal alien driver's licenses, that law was just signed or passed over the governor's veto in the spring. So we only had to get 40,000 signatures to put something like that on the ballot. We would need 80,000 signatures, and 80,000 signatures is really hard to get, Bill, especially now since COVID. You know, a lot of the signatures, it used to be, were gathered after church on Sundays, but now church attendance has plummeted. People have gotten out of the habit of going to church. It's a lot tougher to get signatures. And the easiest way, or the most efficient way to get signatures, is to just hire people to go out and get them. But that costs an arm and a leg. It can cost $3 or $5 per signature, which means it could cost you like a quarter of a million bucks to get the signatures. I just don't see it in there. I mean, this the illegal alien driver's licenses thing was like a Tea Party uprising. You know, I mean, everybody was so angry about it. And plus, again, it was only half as many signatures as you'd normally need to get. That's what made it possible. Thanks for the call, though, Bill. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, Howie. We got to get rid of this Bill Gavin guy. This communist secretary.
Bill Galvin, you mean? I don't think Bill Galvin's a communist, though, Dan.
Yeah, well, I don't like his corrupt policies and his unconstitutional election rules.
Well, I don't think they're unconstitutional, Dan. What do you think is wrong with them?
Well, mail-in voting.
But that was passed by the Dan, you may not like mail-in voting. I don't really like it either, but it was passed by the legislature.
We gotta get this Rayla Campbell in there. She's fantastic. She's unbelievable.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dan. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. You know, there's a lot of talk, you know, on the fray about things and cost of oil and stuff. But you know, you brought up a good point or fact that, you know, in 40 years our strategic reserves haven't been so low. And you look at the environment that we're in right now, regarding Russia and regarding China and, you know, the so-called saber rattling, which is defined as saber rattling. What power, what leg do we have to stand on if we came into like a World War II situation where we had to ration back then when we were producing our own oil at that time? Now we're producing nothing. Who do we have to lean on that's our ally, that is a petroleum producing country, that would, you know, back us up if it came to blows and these other bully countries decide to call our bluff?
I don't know what we would do, Mark. I mean, the fact is, though, this wouldn't be a problem if they hadn't changed all the policies, if they hadn't shut down all the pipelines, if they hadn't stopped the selling leases to drill on federal and state property, if they hadn't tried to just tie up all the oil and gas producers with red tape. I mean, we were energy exporters not even 2 years ago. It's what, 20 months now since Trump left the presidency. We were the energy exporters of the world. OPEC was back on its heels. Russia, which is just a nuclear armed gas station, they were back on their heels too. We were calling the shots. We were energy independent. Remember Obama said we can't drill our way out of this? Well, guess what? We did drill our way out of this. But as soon as Brandon became president, he stopped it. He shut everything down. And now they want to have no fossil fuels used. It's insane. It can't be done. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 781 says, I can't wait to get an electric car and have to charge my car in some dark, desolate place, and some derelict comes by and wants to help me. My car won't go, and I'm a sitting duck. I know. How many of these charging stations do you think are going to work long-term once the the element discovers that they can just tear them up and get all kinds of copper wiring and other things that they can just take down to the local fence or pawn shop or whatever and get some cash to buy some more fentanyl. It's none of these schemes that they have are practical. None of them are going to work in the real world. But I don't think they care. I don't think they care in the least. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
We continue to hear over and over again how Letitia James is not the dumbest of all dummies. Everyone knows that she based her entire campaign on pursuing Donald Trump.
Right. We played the cut.
How prejudicial that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone knows how prejudicial that sounds. It's probably going to be in paragraph one of Trump's answer to the complaint. How is she going to respond to that? How can she possibly respond to that?
She'll just try to shop for an anti-Trump judge. That's the way they operate. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. You know, it's like this corrupt judge, Shelley Joseph. I mean, she just had to wait until the Democrats regained control, and the Democrats are going to take control of another Democrat, and they're going to do it with a wink and a nudge, and they go, "Oh, we shipped it out of the jurisdiction. They shipped it down to Providence, where the guy in charge is a former civil attorney in the U.S. Attorney's office here in Boston, and then they're going to have her investigated by the Commission on Judicial Conduct, which means nothing's going to happen to her. Hey, this whole judicial system has never been more corrupt ever in the history of the United States, and it's not going to end well." When you have half of the people in the country can't trust the system, and you know you can't tell me that the Democrats don't know everything is unfair and is stacked against some people. There is no such thing as blind justice anymore. The blind justice has taken off her blindfold and is just checking out people's party registrations and how much money they've given to various candidates. And guess what? Shelley Joseph has given plenty to the Democrats, and that's why she's getting a pass tonight. The judge who let the illegal aliens go. 844-500-4242. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hey Howie. Once again, love you, love Grace, love your crew, love your show.
Thank you.
And number one, Howie, I listened to Jerome Powell when I came home at dinner time. After a hard day's morning work, and I watched and listened to Jerome Powell speak about this, number one. Number two, then the garden gnome, I'm going to call her a garden gnome blip.
Talk about Janet Yellen?
Yeah, absolutely, Howie.
And how did I know?
I listened to these rubes, these feckless idiots, and I listened to what they had to say. And what I got out of it, Howie, is it's the old same troll, the verbiage, Howie, the same troll verbiage. And here it is. Pandemic, they blame it on Putin, they blame this guy and that guy. Jerome Powell, I don't think these people, Howie, ever got an elementary school. They never came out of that mode. Otherwise, why the hell would people ever put them in power? Number one.
Well, you know, the thing about Powell, you know what, you know why Powell is a useful idiot, Pete? Because he was originally appointed by Donald Trump. He was re-upped by Brandon, but he was put in there by Trump. So ultimately, they can always blame it. Well, he was Trump's appointment. He's Trump's problem. Play cut 12. This is Jerome Powell today talking about inflation.
People are seeing their wage increases, their wage increases eaten up by inflation. So if your family is one where you spend most of your paycheck, every paycheck cycle, on gas, food, transportation, clothing, basics of life, and prices go up the way they've been going up, you're in trouble right away. You don't have a cushion, and this is very painful for people at the lower end of the income and wealth spectrum. So that's what we're hearing from people is, you know, it very much that inflation is really hurting.
We all understand that. Of course, the problem is they let it they let it get out of control with this massive spending on this welfare, what amounts to welfare. That's all this spending has been. It hasn't been about the infrastructure or about COVID. It's welfare for Democrats. And so now they're going to have to try to wring inflation out of the economy by increasing interest rates. But the problem is, by increasing interest rates, you're going to depress the markets. It's going to cost more to buy with credit cards. It's going to decimate the housing market, and people are going to lose the jobs. The same people you're trying to protect, Powell is talking about being hurt, are the ones who are going to lose their jobs in the coming recession. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. You know, what you said earlier is true about the Republicans. How come they're not standing up and saying anything? They're doing nothing. I live up here in the communist state of Maine, and they did the same thing when Janet Mills locked us down. I called my senators and went after them about it, and they said there's nothing they can do. But they wouldn't even make any noise about it, you know? How do we feel?
Well, I think Republican and Democrat legislators alike enjoyed having the governors have all the power. They're just sitting at home and saying, we can't do anything. It's an emergency, and they have these powers. And they're just getting paid, and they're not doing anything. Like all the judges didn't do anything. And all the state workers and a huge percentage of the private sector didn't go to work for 2 years, John, while the rest of us had to keep plugging away. And for some people, this COVID nonsense was the best vacation they've ever had.
I've worked 60 hours a week through this whole thing for the last 3 years. Okay, because nobody else wants to. I do, you know.
Yeah.
But you ought to check into up here. There's two senators in the state of Maine that Janet Mills gave out a bunch of money.
$850. Yeah. $850 per person in the summer. Yeah, I know.
No. These are farmers. Listen to this. They're senators. Okay. She gave out a bunch of money for some agricultural, you know. Supposed to help the agricultural out up here. Two senators up here, local to me. One got $225,000, one got $250,000. The $225,000 in Franklin County, he was the only farm that got any money out of the whole thing, and it was a bunch of them that applied. Tell me something don't stink.
I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not familiar with that topic, John. 844-500-4242. Talk about stinking. How about Dr. Fauci? Now, this is Fauci with Neil Cavuto. I don't even think it was 2 months ago. This is what he's saying about all the school closings when he's called on it. Cut 32.
Do you regret that it went too far? Whatever your original intentions were, and it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback here, but that it went too far, that particularly for kids who couldn't go to school except remotely, that it's forever damaged them.
Well, I don't think it's forever irreparably damaged anyone, but I think obviously, and if you go back and people selectively, Neil, pull things out about me.
So it hasn't irreparably damaged anyone. That was then. This is now, yesterday at the Atlantic Conference. Cut 31.
Dealing with a situation where the hospitals were being overrun in New York, intensive care units were being put in hallways. You have to do something that's rather draconian. And sometimes when you do draconian things, it has collateral negative consequences. Just like when you shut things down, even temporarily, it does have deleterious consequences on the economy, on the school children. You know that. But you have to make a balance when you're dealing with. We know the only way to stop something cold in its tracks is to try and shut things down.
Collateral negative consequences. The problem was the kids weren't going to die, Fauci, and you knew they weren't going to die, and you still wanted to shut things down to defeat Donald Trump. 844-500-4242. What a crock. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, hey, Howie, just let me know if my tinfoil hat's too tight, but the way I see it is the country's, we're being looted from you know, one side, one politician. I mean, one political side. I mean, it, and the Republicans aren't really seem to do. They're in collusion with the whole thing. So, I mean, it stems from the pandemic to the election. Till now, our economy is based off inexpensive, you know, energy, and it's a basic thing. I mean, you know, as a carpenter, I understand that. I don't understand where these Ivy League educated people can't seem to figure out the basics of everything, and they think they're going to transform us. And China's on the rise, and I just don't see how things are going to improve.
I know, George, they want to switch to a technology that doesn't exist. I mean, how? It's not. It's totally unrealistic. They have some sort of religious faith that somehow wind and solar are going to carry the day, but there's no indication that it will.
I just if you look at it through that lens, if the country's being looted, if you look at it through that perspective, I think that it makes the whole situation makes a lot more sense.
No, it does. You know, you know the movie Goodfellas. They talk about they took over some restaurant in Queens, and they said they ran a bust out. They just ordered all this stuff, and then they stole everything out the back door, and then they just declared bankruptcy and burned it down. And somebody yesterday, we were talking about bust outs, and a texter said the Democrats are running a bust out on the entire United States of America, and that's certainly what it seems like. I mean, they're just stealing everything and giving it. It's going out the back door to their worthless layabout constituents, and they're just crushing all the people who make the country work. And they don't care. And that's what I don't understand. The end game. I mean, somebody has to grow the food and provide the products and the services that they need, and they're trying to destroy everybody who does anything productive in society, and they're trying to reward everyone who's not productive, and they're pushing these insane policies across the board, socially and economically and financially. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
I think most people are only starting to find out about these charging stations. What a hassle, what a headache they're going to be. You know, the more Teslas and Priuses we got out on the road, the more we're going to see. 603 says, the Tesla charging station near my house was completely flooded out today by the rains we had. Talk about dangerous. And then there's Justin from Boyle's Body Works in Arlington. He got a lot of the signatures for the illegal alien driver's license petitions. And he was a VIP here last week, I believe. And he sent me a text. We had a customer tell us a story of a street in Belmont where two houses installed charging stations for electric cars. Because, you know, Belmont is a very woke community, so it's only natural they would be installing these charging stations. Anyway, caused a brownout on the street. Power company installed a bigger transformer, but still not enough juice. That's just two chargers. Yeah, that's, I know. It's like they're pretending that this is a viable solution to the problem, of fossil fuels, which is not really a problem because the United States of America has more energy reserves than any other country in the world. 844-500-4242. There's this guy, Mondaire Jones. He's a gay black congressman from Westchester County. And he was redistricted in with the white gay congressman, Sean Patrick Maloney. And so he couldn't beat Sean Patrick Maloney because he has more money than Mondaire Jones, the black gay guy. So he moved to Manhattan and tried to run in that new district. You know, all the districts were screwed up because of the gerrymandering scheme that went awry. And so Mondaire Jones ended up finishing third in the primary in Manhattan. And so he's a lame duck congressman. So yesterday he was just spouting off and talking about how police officers were murdered on January 6th.
Very fake news.
Of course it's very fake news. Everybody knows that now, except for Mondaire Jones, apparently, the gay black congressman who was defeated, finished third in the primary. So he says this at a hearing, and Dan Bishop, who's a Republican congressman from North Carolina, calls him out on it. So this is Mondaire Jones, the Democrat from New York, black gay, and Representative Dan Bishop, Republican of North Carolina, cut 26.
Did I hear, and I think, did you say that a police officer was bludgeoned to death by the crowd at the January 6th riots?
I said a police officer was bludgeoned to death. I did not say at the hands of whom, Mr. Bishop.
Who are you referring to, if you don't mind saying?
I can get that information for you in a few minutes.
Well, I just want to make sure, because
are you denying that Capitol Police, that at least one Capitol Police officer was murdered in the midst of what happened on January 6th?
Yeah, I think I am denying. I mean, here's what I understood, that there were reports early on that Sicknick was struck with a fire extinguisher, and that subsequently was debunked as false. He died of natural causes that were not connected to the event. Are we talking about the same person, Sicknick, or are we talking about somebody else? Seriously, I mean, this is
a genuine question, because the medical examiner... The U.S. Capitol Police put out a report agreeing with the medical examiner finding the USCP officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes.
Mr. Bishop, well, just an initial thought, and I know that Mr. Roy, you too are an attorney. Mr. Bishop speaks often about how brilliant of an attorney he is. You know, we're talking about but-for causation of Officer Sicknick's death. And so I would hope that you would at least concede at a minimum that Mr. Sicknick died as a result of what happened on January 6th. And I'm disappointed if you would suggest otherwise.
He didn't even know his name. He just said he was bludgeoned, and then he said he was murdered. And then he says, but for causation. What the hell is but for causation? It continues. Cut 27.
I don't think that's correct either, but just, was he bludgeoned to death? Is that, because I think Ms. Demings was even looking at, we were sotto voce between me and her saying he was. I'm sincere as I can be. My understanding is that was debunked, and Mr. Roy just read the medical examiner's information. Do you guys contend that he was bludgeoned to death?
I contend that 138 Capitol and D.C. police officers were injured, and that multiple Capitol police officers died result of what happened on January 6th.
Not true. He won't be back in January. I'm Howie Carr.